The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to them, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
All right. How well do you think you know me? Not well? Okay. Then this is going to be fun. We're going to do something called two truths and a lie. I'm going to tell you three things, and you're going to tell me which one is the lie. Okay? Okay. I was born in May. I will never die. And I have met Harrison Ford. So, first of all, do you even know who Harrison Ford is? That's probably a good question, but... No, you don't have to answer that. Okay, which one do you think is the lie? Yeah? That I will never die. Ooh, good one. Anybody else think something else? Yeah? No, I'm not, but... I did say I met Harrison Ford. If I was Harrison Ford, I probably wouldn't be standing here. But you never know. Yeah. The last one, that I met Harrison Ford? You're right. I have not met Harrison Ford. That is the lie. I was born in May. And whether you believe this or not, I will never truly die. And neither will you. Do you believe that? Do you believe what I have to say? No? You sure? You believe it. Anybody else believe that? Anybody believe that? A lot of you believe that. Anybody out there believe that? Will you ever die? Do you think you're going to die? No. Yeah. And you are illustrating exactly the point I hope you get from today, that it is such wonderful news, it can be too good to be true. But it's true, and we might doubt it. We might doubt that, but it's true. So thanks for playing that game, and please just, fine, run away before I pray. Go. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that sounded a little less energetic than last week. All right, one more time. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There we go. You know, just because Easter Sunday's over, do you really think I'm going to let you get away with not saying that? Nice try. It's the next Sunday. But the good news, it doesn't end just last week. It keeps going this week. But take a look around you. What do you notice different in the sanctuary? I don't know how closely you paid attention last week to the sanctuary. But maybe you noticed that a lot of the Alleluia notes are now off the walls. Maybe you notice the empty box is gone. Maybe you notice there's a few less people this week than last week. Maybe you notice there's a little less energy maybe than last week. But guess what? Even among all those changes, he's still risen. He still can't be contained. That didn't change in a week. He's still alive. Like I said last week, the tomb's still empty. He's still alive. He's still not there. And we can still yell, Alleluia. And yet in this week, we hear in the gospel that words are great, but I need proof. Show me something. This is the next week. Show me something. You told me. Now show me that this is true. I need to see him back from the dead. So the word of the day is, you probably guessed it, doubt. That's the word of the day. Doubt. And I want to look at the whole Easter story in John to show that this is not just an isolated incident with Thomas. Doubt was there from the very beginning of the good news and the resurrection story. It was there from the beginning, and you can understand how it can still be here today at times. In John, we hear about Mary Magdalene, that beautiful story about her at the tomb, how she's weeping after she sees the empty tomb. And when she's asked why she's weeping, she says, "Tell me where you've put him so I can bury him again." This is too good to be true. In other words, this is a cruel joke. It is no longer funny. Tell me where he is. It's not funny. Stop fooling around. Why would you do this to me? She doubted that this could be true. But Jesus was there and said, "Mary." She saw, she believed. And she ran off to tell the disciples what she had seen and heard. "He's back!" And how do you think they took that good news? Well, probably skeptical. And we know that because speaking of the disciples, John talks about Peter and another disciple running to the tomb right away. They see it's empty, the clothes are folded nicely, everything's perfect, the body's gone. But where did he go? And the text even says they believed. But did they? Because they go home, and do the disciples still believe it? No, they're just hiding now. And you combine that with Mary's story. What do you think they're thinking? Does it sound too good to be true? I mean, they lock themselves in the room, like the gospel says, because they are afraid, doubt, and fear. Even though they've seen this, they're still afraid. That is until Jesus appears and says, "Peace be with you." Only then do they get jazzed up, pumped up, real full of energy, and they know he is back. They are excited. But wait, it gets even better, I tell you. Thomas isn't there. So, do you think Thomas believes all these people? Well, I need proof. So what do they do? Well, Jesus just kind of told them to go, and they're sitting. Sitting there for a week again in the room, waiting. And that's why I say Thomas has a bad reputation as being the only doubter in this story. There was lots of people that didn't believe. But even Thomas who had doubted and said, "I need the proof." Even his closest friends couldn't convince him. So they're waiting. Jesus comes back and says, "Peace be with you. Go ahead, see, believe, touch my hands, put your hand in my side. You need proof? Here you go, Thomas. Don't doubt. Believe." But here's the best line of that whole story. In all the doubt. And I don't know if this is directed specifically to Thomas. It seems like it's speaking to a lot of people in this story. "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, but have come to believe." So why look at that whole story again to point out all the doubt? Well, it's simple. We're in good company, aren't we? These people saw firsthand the empty tomb and still doubted. I have never seen the empty tomb in person. I haven't seen the clothes folded. I haven't been able to put my fingers in his hand or his side, and I don't think you have either. And there are times I think that we too fall into that category of doubter and question some of these things. Show me something. It's too good to be true that I can never die. Give me something to hold on to. Give me something in my time of mourning. Give me something in the changes of life. Give me something. Nothing is making sense in the world right now. Give me something. Well, if you've ever been there, or maybe you are there today, there's even better news. Jesus didn't abandon his disciples in their doubt. And Jesus doesn't abandon us in those moments either. He was there showing himself to disciples in those moments of doubt and continues to show himself to us in ways that we could never expect and in ways we see every week. We may not see the empty tomb or the grave clothes or be able to put our fingers in his side and his hands, but he does appear to us in many different ways. First, we heard it again today, the Gospels. Jesus appears to us in the Gospels and the rest of the Bible. It even said in John, these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name. Four Gospels, other parts of Scriptures, we see and hear Jesus alive. It is affirmed. Our belief is affirmed. We no longer need to doubt. But sometimes that's not enough, is it? Sometimes words just don't cut it. We also have the sacraments. We have baptism. We're going to see it again firsthand, a baptism. We're going to join around the table and have Holy Communion. We're going to hear those words again about how Jesus is very present in our lives. Today we're going to have those. We're going to join. We're going to eat, drink, see the water poured. And we're going to know and hear that our sins are forgiven, that Christ is alive. We might even feel that Christ is truly present in our lives in those moments. And if that's not enough, we even go from this place out of worship. And Jesus doesn't just sit around in the sanctuary waiting for us. He goes with us. He goes out there too with us. You could see Jesus in almost every person you meet. It might be a complete stranger. It might be a best friend. But Jesus is there. So you see where I'm going here. There are so many signs that even in our doubt, Jesus is there, reminding us, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere. I'm still alive. I'm still with you. All around us. We just have to look for it at times to see it. But it's there. Always there. So in those moments of despair and doubt, this story can seem so amazing, so hard to believe, and I can understand how we might question that at times. But it is most certainly true. Jesus is right there, right here, in each and every one of you, all around you. He's not in the grave. He is alive. And through that, we know grace, forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting are with us as well. So let's say those words again, because it is still Easter. And don't doubt them. Know that they are true in your life. That Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God that Christ is alive. And that he doesn't abandon us, even in our moments of weakness and doubt. And that this is most certainly true. Amen.